Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis chapter 1. Now some of you have heard some of these things before. What does that mean? Not too much. You want to listen to them like you have not heard them. Some of you have eaten steak and potatoes before. But you're not going in the strength of steak and potato that you ate in 1969. I mean, if some people ate their physical food like they hear the Word of God, they'd have starved to death a long time ago. Be like taking their tray to the cafeteria, putting it on there and going, oh, salad, I had that in 72. Oh, beans, I had that in 65. Nah. But if you're not going to eat the same thing you've eaten before, you're going to starve. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So how many know you're supposed to hear the same thing? Again, why? Because it feeds your spirit. And as you grow, you get more out of it than you did the last time. How many have found this? As you grow and develop, you see things you didn't see in that verse before. Oh, wow. So hear these things like you haven't heard them before, because in truth, there are things here we've not seen and heard before. But then if you have heard it before, you still need to be fed on it. It needs to feed your spirit. And it feeds you even more than you realize it is. Does things on a level that's above and beyond your conscience. Genesis 1, are you there?
Yes.
Genesis 1 is the beginning of what we know about. And the Bible says in Genesis 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. Skip down to verse 10. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was
good.
Verse 18. He gave these lights to rule in the day and the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was
good.
Verse 21. God created great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was
good.
Are you seeing a recurring theme here? Huh? God made something and what? It was good. He made something else and it was good. Then he made some more things and they were good. Then he made some more and it was good. Verse 25, God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was what?
Good.
It was
good.
Good. And God made man, verse 26, and he blessed them, and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it. Verse 29, God said, I've given them seed, and to the beast, verse 30. And verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, everything he had made was, the original adds a word, very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. If you look up this word translated very, it's the word for mighty. So I guess we're accurate down south when we say that's mighty good. That was mighty good. We're correct with the original Hebrew. Mighty meaning powerful good. Powerful good. Which is another way of saying very. Very is correct, but I like mighty, don't you? I mean, that's really, might even be more accurate. Mighty good. God saw everything that he made and it was
mighty
good. Somebody say mighty good.
Mighty good.
How about God? God is mighty. He's powerful good. He is mighty good. He is plenty very good. Language begins to fail. But everything he made, so it was good. When did he make the bad stuff? Huh? When did he make it? When did God create cancer? First day?
No.
Third day?
No.
When did God create AIDS? On what part of, what day? What part of the creation? When did that come into being during his creation? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, 6 days. On what day did he create arthritis? He didn't. I said he didn't.
Amen.
Sickness, disease is not a part of God's original creation.
Amen.
It is not. You can't look at cancer and say, behold, it is very good. You can't look at AIDS, abscesses, tumors, growths, inflammation, and say, behold, those tumors are very good. Behold, those abscesses and growths are mighty good.
No.
Because they are not good. Sickness is not good. Now, I know this sounds simplistic, but do you understand? There are still millions of Christians that will tell you, well, maybe God had some kind of purpose in it. And really, I know it's an awful thing, but really, I think maybe it was a blessing in disguise. It's either good or it's bad. And God did not confuse us. Everything that God made was mighty good, mighty fine, and mighty good. Everything, including Adam and Eve. How many believe Adam was defect free? Eve was deformity free. They had no flaws, they had no deformities, they had no disease in them at all. They were brilliant. They were magnificent, weren't they? Their bodies were perfect. Their minds were amazing. They talked with God in the afternoon about things he wanted to talk about, and they understood it. I'm sorry, but I don't accept the version of them sitting in a cave naked going, ugh, ugh, ugh.
Amen.
I don't believe it.
No, sir.
There may be some people who fell to near animalistic states centuries after creation. But no, Adam and Eve, brilliant. And they're perfect. But in their brilliant state, if you'd have told them, I have a headache, they'd have looked at you puzzled and said, a what? You said a headache. Man, my head's got a headache. A migraine. A what? What is that? My head hurts. It's pounding. They'd look at you like, what? They had nothing to reference it to. Nothing. They didn't know what it was like to have an off day. I just feel a little off today. I just feel a little bit under the weather. I don't know. I'm just not a little bit slow, a little bit weak. I don't know. They wouldn't even understand what you were talking about. Because when God made them, He made them perfect and whole and strong. If disease pleased the Father, He would have made them with diseases. If deformities and sickness was His will, He would have created Adam and Eve with them built right in from the start. And anything that came along later because of sin and death and curse is not an improvement on God's original creation. And is not good. God hates sickness. That's a big statement, but I want you to think about it now. He hates sin, and death is His enemy. Boy, the way some preachers talk, bless their hearts. You hear preachers standing over caskets and talking about God took this one in death and healed them through death because He loved them and wanted them to be with Him more than anybody else. Talking about a 20-year-old that died in a car crash. Death is the enemy of God. 1 Corinthians 15. It's the last enemy that shall be put underfoot. It was not a part of His original creation. When God created everything, nothing died. Nothing. Flowers didn't die. Trees didn't die. Animals didn't die. And men and women did not die. We need to be reminded of this, don't we? Everything you and I have known since we've come into this world is warped. It's twisted. It's distorted from the way God made it. And even in its fallen condition, it's amazing, this planet. But we need to remind ourselves, it's messed up. The Bible said it is groaning and travailing. Why? It's dying. The planet's dying just like we are. It's been cursed. That's why the plates are shifting and volcanic eruptions and hurricanes. This is not the will of God. This is not what God created. It's been messed up. It's off. Romans 8 says the whole planet is groaning and travailing. Why? Sin messed it all up. Oh, but He's going to fix it. I said He's going to fix it. He's already got the plan. Amen. In operation. Just a matter of time.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Original Creation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002C. That's R2002C. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.